This is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Welcome to a new hour. It's 8:02, I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves on the West Coast. Let's start off in Alder Grove. An 82-year-old grandma is still missing. So Jane Whitehouse was last seen on Friday in Alder Grove. The trail's not cold, though. Her truck was found abandoned on a remote road near Harrison on Sunday. But, guys, that's more than 100K from Alder Grove. Her family doesn't know why her truck got there. Investigators now following up on a few tips, but they're also encouraging anyone else who may have information to reach out right away. In Ottawa this morning, Justin Trudeau meeting with his Liberal caucus for the first time since at least 24 members signed a letter calling for him to step down. He's refused, though. If you're following the story, you know. Some of his caucus now, though, are calling for a secret ballot to decide on the party's future leadership. But Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland has completely rejected the idea. She's like, oh, no, that's not how Liberal leaders are chosen that way. So we'll see what rolls on this week. Meanwhile, in sports, Canucks are back at Rogers Arena tonight. We'll host those New Jersey Devils. And after tonight's game, the home stretch ends with the next game back on the road. We'll visit the San Jose Sharks on Saturday. And for all of you Major League Baseball fans, the chance of a World Series sweep ended last night after the New York Yankees beat the LA Dodgers in Game 4. The Dodgers, though, remain just one win away from taking it all, and Game 5 goes down this evening. And finally, I heard this news yesterday, but I really hated hearing it. The BC Cancer Foundation is ending one of its biggest annual fundraising events. Most of us know it as the Ride to Conquer Cancer. It began 16 years ago in 2009. And check it out, it raised more than $131 million. The reason for it ending, this truly special event, there's a few different reasons, like increasing costs, lower fundraising numbers, and even extreme climate events. What?
Mornings with Tara Jean.
And that's 2024 for you, hey? Also, too, I'll throw in, if you are a good person and had registered for the 2024-2025 Tour de Cure, you can apply for a refund, or if you don't, it will be considered a charitable donation. And wave weather. Wet and windy today. Get ready for it. Our high's going to linger around 9. And right now at 555 West Georgia, ooh, we're flirting with 10. Here we go.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me? Never
still young, didn't all go as planned. That's when they were in their prime. Then new love had its day. Will it return, or is it gone to stay?
Kelly Lee Evans. That was Where Are They Now on Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe on a Wednesday morning, 8:12, and you're hanging with me, I'm TJ. And hey, did you hear that study yesterday? I was thinking about it a lot last night. According to this new study, 29% of Canadians between the ages of about 18 and 34 are living at home with parents or family. And this is up significantly since just 3 years ago. And I just wanted to say it's okay. It's okay to live with your family. It's okay if you never move out of your house. These are trying times. And, you know, for a lot of families, being together is so beneficial. You can have grandma around to take care of the kids. You can, you know, have multiple incomes streaming in. I'm a little bit more independent. I moved away from my family up in Prince Rupert day after I graduated. I have not lived at home ever since. However, my mom and dad live over on Vancouver Island now in Campbell River. And my mom wants all the kids to move home and all the grandkids to move home. So anytime I have a bad day, my mom just says, "You can always move home." It's going to have to get real worse than that for me to move back to Vancouver Island. I am a city girl.
Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
Get ready to kick back and soak up the vibes because Craft Beer Week is back for more laid-back fun. November 1st to November 15th. Take part in 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting craft breweries around the North Shore. And on November 15th, cap off the festivities with a wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop. Get your tickets early. Grab your friends and mark your calendars for Craft Beer Week, November 1st to November 15th on Vancouver's North Shore. Enjoy responsibly. Must be legal drinking age.
Lionsgate Bridge to the streets of the city. Connect to a world of cool. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. We'll be right back.
shore. You're knocking me off my feet. And baby, you've got what it takes. Just what it takes, because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you. And it takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true.
Yeah. But it takes somebody special to make me say I do. And baby, you got what it takes.
Just a word it takes.
Wave 98.3 with Michael Bublé and Sharon Jones. That was Baby, You Got What It Takes. Love that groove. Hey, I'm TJ, 8:24 on a Wednesday. Have you guys been watching Bublé on The Voice? It's so cool because, you know, he's like a coach on the show, so he's dealing with some younger singers. And it's so cool to hear him be so vulnerable with them and share some of his insights being a singer and a songwriter, what the differences between what it's like being in a studio and on stage. And in a recent episode, he actually talked about one of the most vulnerable songs for him, which is a song called Forever Now, and you may have heard it off his 2018 album, Love. But Michael told, you know, his singers on The Voice this week that he could barely sing that song live until recently because it really had to do with his son Noah's liver cancer diagnosis quite a few years ago. He's doing better now, but here's a little bit of that song, Forever Now, and I think you'll hear right away, because it is sort of a storytelling experience, why he might have had trouble singing it live.
I tuck you in at night, another day has passed.
Right?
Every week goes by a little faster than the last.
You can hear it in his voice,
it
hey?
It wasn't so long ago, we walked together and you held my hand.
Oh, Michael.
But now you're getting too big to want to, but I hope you'll always understand.
Too much, too much. It's only getting to the chorus there. I'm going to start crying. Can you imagine being Michael Bublé and trying to sing a song like that live in front of a huge crowd? But, you know, shout out to Michael Bublé, our Burnaby hometown boy who never seems to have a problem being vulnerable like that, as long as he can hold back the tears and still get the song out, hey? Wave 98.3 with Rick Emmett, Three Clouds Across the Moon. Good morning. Thanks for being here. Happy Wednesday, friends. That was Rick Emmett, Three Clouds Across the Room, Across the Moon. And this is Wave 98.3. Welcome to it. I'm your girl, TJ. And it's 8:31, so let's unpack what's making waves on the West Coast. Want to start off with a happy Halloween, I guess, in advance of the big day tomorrow. But ahead of that, Vancouver Island RCMP are asking British Columbians to watch out for cannabis edibles that are disguised as popular candy. So more than 120,000 of these kinds of packages were recently seized and may have made their way into normal candy circulations. So, for example, you might see what looks like a Kit Kat bar, but the packaging, even though it looks normal, if you look closer, it would say Kush Kat instead of Kit Kat. Kush being a popular strain of cannabis, so it's a play on words, but if in the hands of children or anyone who doesn't realize that it's not just candy, it could be very dangerous, so take care. In other news, there are reports this morning of conspiracy theories spreading amongst British Columbians over our recent election results. So a couple of reasons for this. One, the rise of electronic voting tabulation. People don't trust it. There's also, a lot of the rhetoric south of the border about not trusting elections. That's coming from, American politicians. But political analysts say here in BC, the judicial recounts that are happening in close races like Kelowna Centre and Surrey Guilford do help ease the concerns. In sports, tonight's Game 5 of the World Series, we got the Yankees versus the Dodgers. I hope you're having fun, whoever you're cheering on. Also in town tonight, our Vancouver Canucks wrap up their home game stand, hosting the New Jersey Devils. And finally, just now you can start to feel those winds picking up. It's going to be wet and windy for the most part today. Gusts of up to 50K later on if you're closer to the water. Today, not really supposed to budge too much away from 9 degrees. And right now at 555 West Georgia, it's 10. With Incognito on the wave. Have fun.
Since you came into my life,
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Ever been driving around the city and you hear a radio announcer, a traffic reporter tell you, oh, there's an accident, and you know it's somewhere where you're headed, and then they say it's minor and there's nothing really backing up. I almost did that to you. So we have a crash on the upper levels. It's in North Van, eastbound, and it's at Mountain Highway. And a moment ago, my sources were telling me it's minor, but now we're hearing the left lane's blocked with not only the vehicle incident, but some emergency crews as well. So expect a slow go of it for a while, eastbound Highway 1 through North Van, especially if you're just behind Mountain Highway. And I'll keep you updated on the very details of that if they change. And you can do the same with me if you want to call or text during the show. I love hearing from you guys. I'm TJ, 604-909-9983. MJ and JT on the other side.
Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
Matt. Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." If you're looking for a community to practice the gospel of Jesus Christ, join the Asian Church of Christ. Featured on Joy, Vision, and Faith TV, join them Sundays at 1 p.m. Stay connected and hear the Word of God on their Facebook and YouTube. Located on 51st Avenue East in Vancouver, visit AsianChurchOfChrist.org to donate and send prayer requests.
Dance. Let me see you move. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Dance. Let me see you move.
Connect with The Wave at 604-909-9983.
Little play of cheese. Think about the children. friendship and sorrow in every possible shape. Listen to the hungry, don't forget the poor. Before you go out fighting just another mindless war.
Tell me who.
Tell me who.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Tell me who.
Tell me who.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Pretty swinging man is right. And imagine hearing Michael Casehammer give you his spin on holiday classics. That's actually part of what will go down December 6th at K Meek Arts Center. Guys, if you haven't heard it yet, it's the Waves presentation of The Spirit of Christmas with Michael Casehammer, Friday, December 6th. The whole gang from here at The Wave is going to be there, and we'd love for you to pack in with you and your loved ones and your friends. Tickets are now on sale at kmeek.com. But, you know, Michael's really getting in the holiday spirit already. Tomorrow, he's releasing his new Christmas tune. Here's a little taste of Peace for Christmas.
All I want is peace.
We'll all be swaying with our hands up.
For Christmas. For all of us to find a way to come on home.
Can't wait. I hope you'll join us. Again, the tickets are on sale at kmeek.com for The Spirit of Christmas with Michael Casehammer. Or a cheeky invitation for you to shoot your shot at getting on our Wave guest list. You can do that now at wave983.fm.
Wave 98.3 is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM. Heard anywhere on mobile devices and online anytime at wave98.3.fm.
Wicked game.